Project versioning for VIPs, for old school D&B vibes. Intermediate workflow in Ableton Live. All right, let's talk VIPs. Variation in production. In drum and bass culture, this is basically sacred. You take a tune that already works, and you rebuild it for a different moment in the set. Heavier second drop, different break identity, nastier bass resample, alternate arrangement dubplate energy. But here's the problem. VIPs get messy fast. And the fastest way to kill a good tune is to just tweak a few things inside the only version you've got, and suddenly you can't get back to what made the original special. So this lesson is about a rock-solid project versioning system in Ableton Live, designed for the way D&B is actually made. Lots of resampling, lots of break edits, lots of alternate drops, and the need to return to earlier decisions without losing your mind. By the end, you'll have one clean master project, plus multiple VIP branches that are organized, portable, and easy to /build against the original. Cool. Let's build the system. Step 0. Prep your master project. Do this once, and it sets you up for everything else. Open your track. First move. File. Save live set as. You're not saving over your existing file. You're creating a deliberate route. Name it something like Mitrack 170 Original Mix V01. Put the BP them in the name. Trust me. In D&B, VIPs often drift a couple BPM up or down, and months later, you'll be glad it's right there in the file name instead of hidden in the tempo box. This original mix version is now your branch root. Everything else will be a copy. Next, project structure. We're doing this inside the Ableton project folder, in Finder or Explorer. Make subfolders with simple, boring, consistent names. For example, 00 reps for reference tunes and inspo, 01 renders for your bounces, 02 stems for group exports, 03 resamples for bass prints, break chops, FX prints, 04 VIPs for the actual VIP live sets, 05 presets for racks you save. Teacher note, the point of this is not aesthetics, the point is survival. Old breaks and random samples scattered across three different drives is how projects die. A year later you open the set and it's like missing files, and your whole drop is gone. We're not doing that. Now lock the original mix before you branch. Go to File, Collect All and Save. Tick at least files from elsewhere and files from user library. Tax is optional because it can get large, but if you're using pack samples heavily and you want maximum portability, consider it. This is the move that makes your project future-proof. It's especially important for jungle and old-school D&B, because we all have those mystery break folders and ancient WAVs lying around. Okay, now we start making the IPs the safe way. Open your original mix V01, then do File, Save Live Set As. Save it into your 04 VIPs folder. Name it with a clear convention. Something like Mitrack 170 VIP1 Break Switch V01. Mitrack 172 VIP2 Dubplate Drop V01. Mitrack 170 VIP3 Hoover Lead V01. Here's the naming formula that keeps you sane. Truck, BPM, variant, version number. And the variant should say the main difference. Break switch, re-swap, halftime drop, MN VIP, old school intro. That way, you're not relying on memory, and you're not ending up with final 2 energy. Now inside each VIP set, we're going to set up VIP lanes in arrangement view. This is how you try multiple drop ideas quickly without destroying your arrangement. First, add locator markers at key points. Intro, breakdown, drop 1, midsection, drop 2 or switch, outro. Then duplicate arrangement sections for experiments. For example, take your drop 1 time range, duplicate it later in the timeline, and label the ideas. Drop 1A original drums. Drop 1B amen edits. Drop 1C half step. In Ableton, select the time range and duplicate it. Then you tweak the new section while the original stays intact. This is extremely D&B. It's the whole same tune, different pressure philosophy. You keep the recognizable motifs, but you audition a nastier drum identity for the second drop. Now let's get your session organized, because VIP sessions get chaotic. Use groups and color coding like it's part of the sound design. Typical D&B grouping. Drums for breaks, drums for one-shots, bass, music, effects and risers, vocals or shouts if you have them, and a reference track. Color code consistently. Drums warm colors like orange or red, bass in dark blue or purple, music green, effects yellow. This matters because when you open VIP 3-2 months later, you don't want to relearn your own session. You want your eyes to instantly understand what's going on. Next, build a version control utility track inside Ableton. Create a MIDI track named Notes Change Log. Drop an empty MIDI clip at bar 1. Then in the clip notes, write what changed each time you increment a version number. And here's the upgrade. Don't just write the change. Write the reason. So not only V02 new Amen edit, but also goal. More swing, less steppy or goal. More rave stabs, less modern clean. That intention is what helps you choose the right branch later for a release, a DJ tool, or a dubplate. Now we need fast a slash B comparison, because otherwise you're guessing. Option 1. Put a reference track inside the project. Create an audio track named REF Original Mix. Drag in your bounce from the renders folder. Put a utility on it and level match it roughly to your current VIP. Important. Don't compare loud versus quiet. Loud always wins, especially in heavy DNB. Your brain will betray you. Game match first, then decide. Option 2. A temporary master checkpoint chain. Put Spectrum on the master so you can see low-end balance. Low-mid mud around 200 to 500, and top fizz. Add a limiter just for preview so you can listen without clipping, but don't crush it. And put a utility there for mono checks. DNB specific check. In mono, your sub should not vanish. Your wide res can be wide, but the foundation needs to stay solid. And another quick coach check. Mono the drum group only, not the whole track. That tells you if layered tops or facey loops are stealing punch, without confusing it with the rest of the mix. Alright, now we hit a classic VIP move, resampling bass to change identity fast. Create an audio track called Resample Bass. Set the input to the bass group, or a specific bass track. Arm it, and record a few bars. Now you've got audio you can treat like material. You can slice it to a new MIDI track and play it like an instrument, or you can chop the best one bar moment and build a new hook. For processing, stay stock and stay intentional. Saturator for tone. Auto filter for movement, especially that old school wobble feel. Redux very subtly for 90s crunch. Chorus ensemble for width on the Reese character, but keep the lows mono. And EQA to clean up. High pass around 30 Hz and carve 200 to 400 if it's getting boxy. Then save the resampled files into your 03 resamples folder so they're reusable across VIP branches. That's how you build a personal palette from one tune. Now let's talk drums, because old school VIPs often live or die on drum identity. Two reliable approaches. Approach 1. Drop 2 is a different break. Maybe drop 1 is think break plus a tight one-shot snare layer. Then drop 2 is amen pressure, more frantic edits. To glue it, put drum bus on the drums group. Use drive gently, and keep boom low so it doesn't fight your sub. Then a glue compressor lightly. Slower attack so transients survive. Auto release. Only a couple dB of gain reduction. Approach 2. Same break. Different chop logic. Duplicate the break track. On the VIP copy, try warp mode beats. Preserve transients and experiment with the transient envelope. Then slice key hits and resequence for a new pocket. DNB feel tip. If you want the dance floor to still recognize the tune, keep your snare placement consistent. You can go wild with ghost notes and fills, but the anchor hits are the identity. Now, extra coach workflow. Micro versions inside one VIP set. Early on, when you're iterating fast, don't spam save as every 5 minutes. Instead, duplicate just the group you're changing. For example, duplicate drums breaks into drums breaks Alt A or Alt B. Disable one at a time using the zero key and audition with group solo. This keeps the session lighter, keeps your brain focused, and then when you've clearly got winner, that's when you promote it, save live settings and bump your V number. Another DNB friendly commit point trick, freeze and flatten. Think of freeze like a commit. When a bass mid layer feels right, freeze it. If you want extra safety, duplicate the track before flattening. Then you can go absolutely feral with distortion and resampling on the flattened audio without risking the original synth patch. Now arrangement discipline. Especially if DJs are the target. Keep bar count phrasing predictable across VIPs, 16 or 32 bar intros and outros, drops in 32 or 64 bar chunks. Even if your dubplate VIP is chaos, keep at least one DJ-friendly branch that mixes cleanly. DJs will pick the version that works in their set, and a simple energy plan that keeps VIPs from failing. Drop 1 leaves room, fewer rides, tighter highs, midsection adds fills and tops. Drop 2 increases pressure, more ride layer, slightly brighter break EQ, extra bass movement. If both drops are maxed from the start, the VIP has nowhere to go. Now we render checkpoints like a label engineer, every meaningful change. Bounce a quick reference, file, export audio slash video, rendered track, master, sample rate, match your project, 44.1 or 48 bit depth, 24 bit, dither off unless you're doing final 16 bit, name it like Mitrack VIP 1v03 2026-03-26 pre.wav. Put it in 01 renders. This does two things. 1. You can audition away from the studio, in the car or on headphones. 2. You stop relying on memory, which is the enemy of good decisions. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwrite the original. Always branch with save live set as. Don't skip collect all and save, or you'll be hunting missing breaks later. Don't use messy names that don't describe the change. Don't change 10 things at once, or you won't know what improved the tune. And don't a slash B without gain matching. Now your mini practice exercise. Take an existing DNB project you've got. Create original mix V01. Create VIP 1 break switch V01. In VIP 1, duplicate drop 1 into a new drop 2 area. Swap the main break. Think to Amen or Amen to Think. Resample the bass for 4 bars and process it with saturator plus auto filter movement. Export VIP 1 V01 into renders. Then add the original mix bounce as a reference track and a slash B level latched. Success means the tune is still recognizable, but drop 2 has a clear VIP moment. Yeah, this is the dubplate moment. And if you want to go further, build a purposeful VIP matrix instead of random VIPs. A club version that's heavier and efficient, a rave version with more classic stabs and ride energy, a dubplate version with surprise switches, and maybe a radio version that's tighter and cleaner. Same tune, different deployments, organized from day one. Quick recap to lock it in. Use save live set as to branch VIP safely. Collect all and save to make the whole project portable. Use locators, groups, colors and a changelog track to stay organized. Resample aggressively, but keep versions clean. Render checkpoints often, and a slash B with level matching so your decisions are real. When you're ready, pick your target era early jungle 93 to 95, tech step 96 to 98, or modern old school revival and build one VIP branch around one headline change. Drums or bass or arrangement. One big move. That's how you keep the identity while still bringing the surprise.